Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. And let the God of our salvation be exalted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen. And amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Our God is not dead, he is alive. And this is the day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 great. And greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And all of these other things shall be added, will be added, already added unto us. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for visiting with us on today. To all of our first-time visitors, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus is here, right now. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, hello, hallelujah, you're where you need to be. Amen and amen. God's word will never, ever, ever return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has commanded it to do. We pray that everybody is having a good week, a good day. You woke up this morning in faith. You woke up this morning in love. Amen. You woke up this morning with your sins forgiven, confessed. Amen. And closer to Jesus. Amen. That is our prayer for you today and every day. Speaking about waking up in love, if you went to bed in love, or you woke up in love, and even if you didn't go to bed in love, you can wake up with it. And if you think you don't have it, we come this morning to let you know that you do. We want to thank God. We know that this is a lot of people are celebrating Lent, celebrating St. Patrick's Day. People are practicing whatever they practicing and celebrating whatever they celebrating, and more power to them. Amen. Here at the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, this is our love month. Hey, my God, because we are inching up, amen, on the greatest love of all, amen, as hallelujah, we'll be celebrating Good Friday and the resurrection. My God, my God, my God, what has love to do with it? Amen, absolutely. Absolutely everything. Amen. So we pray that you have been enjoying all the lessons and the teachings thus far. Amen. On the subject of love. This morning, coming to us all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we want to thank God for our dear evangelist. Amen. Ernestine Jackson. Amen. We want to thank God for her. We want to thank God for the calling on her life, the anointing on her life, her desire to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Her desire to do, to be, to become. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. Amen. She is a lover of God, a lover of God's people. She is a server. She serves in his kingdom. Amen. She has gifts, talents, and abilities. Amen. She's an armor bearer. She is a leader. Amen. She just has so much going on. Oh, and she can see, she's a singer. We can't forget that part out. Amen. The girl can sing. Amen. She's a friend. Amen. And just so many good things we can say about our dear sister. Amen. And it is she who is coming this morning. Amen. To break the bread of heaven. Amen. And we pray that you will partake. Amen. Glory be to God. And that God will anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. And to God be praised. I always say, if you can't say amen, just say out. Amen. Hallelujah. And take it in, because I'm telling you, amen. If you take it in, hallelujah, it's going to bring forth something more beautiful than you have ever, ever, ever expected. And that's the manifestation of God's word. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, as I introduce to some and present to others, evangelist Ernestine Jackson, as she comes this morning, amen. Let us receive her for her grace, and let us receive her for her abilities in Jesus' name. Good morning, evangelist. Are you there?
Yes, God bless you. Good morning, apostle. Amen. And amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good hallelujah. Thank
good
you,
morning.
Lord. Hallelujah.
We God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning.
Good morning. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like I had to leave the light on, because if I would have cut the light off, I don't know if I might have been deep, you know, deep in the sleep. God say, no, leave that light on. But today I was giving honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's so much to say about love. You know, my assignment today was how. My assignment today is the topic is how deep is your love? How deep is it? How deep is your love? I've been hearing so many things through different of a co-laborers, companions, and everybody had their own flavor. And it's so much to say, but let me see what the Lord is telling me to say. Amen. On this Friday, March the 17th. Well, first of all, I just want to give God honor, glory, and praise for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. I take it very seriously. And giving honor to Apostle Dr. Frieda Braff and everybody on the sound of my voice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If they popping or they listening. And let's get busy. I'm coming out in Ephesians. I say, well, Apostle was, you know, it's confirmation. She was reading on Ephesians, the third chapter. And I was like, wow, there we go. Because, you know, sometimes the Lord will give you confirmation. Somebody's saying something when you already was given the scripture. And you be like, wow. So, and you know, and you ain't going to change unless the Lord say change. So I'm going to start reading Ephesians 3rd chapter 1 to the, I think I got that, 1 to 21 verse. I like reading the scripture. I just like reading to get me in the spirit realm of the Lord, my Savior, and it's talking about how deep is your love. And Ephesians 3, start with the 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentile, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to your word. 3, how that by revelation he made known unto my mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. Thank you, Lord. Where I'm on 4, whereby which when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ. 5, which is in the ages was not made known unto the sons of the man, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Hallelujah, 6. And the Gentiles should be fellow our heirs in the same body, and partaker of his promises is in Christ by the gospel. And then it say, and when whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effective work of the power. Oh, my, thank you, Lord. 8, unto me, who am less than the less of all saints, is the grace giving that I should preach among the Gentile in unsearchable riches in Christ. 9, and to make all men to see what is fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to intent that now unto the principality and the powers in heavenly places may be known by the church to manifest wisdom of God. 11, according to the internal which is purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord, and whom ye had boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that faith faint not in tribulation for you, which is in your glory. 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 15, and whom the whole family in heaven and the earth is his name. 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of glory to the strength which might be the spirit of the inner man. 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you may be rooted. When I saw you a little bit on Facebook, I said, well, they go to confirmation talking about rooted. Oh, thank you, Lord. Rooted. How deep is your love? We got to be rooted. Hallelujah. Rooted. Thank you, Lord. Rooted. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 18, may you be able to comprehend and breathe it in length and depth and heights, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all fullness of God. 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. 21, unto him be glory to the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without an end. Amen. Amen. So here we're talking about, this is talking about, number one, that the mystery of the church was revealed. And then it let you know Paul, hallelujah, was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And really learning that if I love, oh my, thank you, how deep is your love? We need to be a prisoner of Christ. That is our lifestyle, apostle. That is our lifestyle, walking in Christ, talking like Christ, being like Christ. Even when you might sound all good on the line, but how do you live when nobody don't see you? Christ see you. He sit up high and look low. Hallelujah. But it let you know, if you have heard all the dispensation of grace, God, which is giving me to you, so it's some of our stewardship of the gospels. You know, he gave some of them, like you saying, you, so many gifts. That's the stewardship that he put on your life. And, you know, sometimes you want to know why you're addicted, because how deep is your love? You can't help yourself. We can't help ourselves in the midnight hour. I don't care how your body feel. How you know you're trying to say this and say that? Because your love language, you know, you're talking about that agape love. You know, I did a series of love. That agape love is the highest form of love. That storage love, that filet of love, friendship love. But the main thing, when you got the love of Christ, hallelujah, that's the best love that we can have. You understand? The highest form of love. You know, when, like you were saying, that when we was willing to die so he could live, crucify the flesh in Galatians 2:20. You know, crucify this flesh before I can be like Christ. So how deep is your love? You know, it made me check myself. How deep is the love? Well, hallelujah, because it let you know, I think it, when you have suffering, that you want to go through situation, but it let you know, it might creep, but the fact of the matter, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all he done for you, your soul cry out, hallelujah, because your love language, you know, all of them, the love language, and you're talking about the highest form of love is that agape love, but if it's agape love, how deep is your love? Did that make you have to check yourself, hallelujah, daily? Daily, waking up this morning, daily, you know, since I say, oh, your throat, daily, this has got to be a lifestyle to do this. But he say, and he have heard that this dispensation of grace, the dispensation of grace, that grace is that a murmur of favor. That's what we have. He was willing to die so we can live, you know, like some of you said, but we still a sinner. No, he died so we can live. We are under grace. We ain't got to, kill the animal or kill this. We are under new laws. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are under new laws. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But 3 is going to say how that by revelation he made known unto the mystery as he wrote a full and a word. The word, that word is just a mystery. You know, you speak in a prophecy. That's a speak in part. Hallelujah. But it be confirmation of what the Lord already told you. When they tell you something, it is this confirmation because you already know the Lord told you. How deep is your love? Hallelujah. You're talking about amoral love, sexual love, friendship love. You know, but the greatest love is Christ. And St. John 15:13, no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. And then you say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is deep. Hallelujah. We sing that song, how deep, deep down in my heart, I got the love of Jesus deep down in our heart. And after you sing along, after you sing that song, still got a problem going on. Hallelujah. I know that's all deep down in my heart. We sing that song in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Then people come to get you. What I'm learning is personal this morning. How deep is your love language? How deep is your love? How deep is it? I can't be like nobody love. You know, and a lot of times, like I was talking to Apostle one day, I like, a lot of times we don't want to talk about love. You know, we can hear about unto us a child is born, unto us a Savior is given, and the government shall be upon the shoulder. And we can say all that stuff. But when you come to the pressure, when you come to situation, where is your love language? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's just testing you to be a testimony. Hallelujah. Look at Job. Have you considered my servant? Put your name there. Hallelujah. Daniel and the Hebrew. Hallelujah. Fire was consumed. That, you know, that was love language. You know, they probably didn't have a situation, but God brought them out. Because then in Job it says, your ladder will be greater than your past. I don't care how it look like. Rahab was able to spot for her a family, prostitute woman. We all been in a situation, but God still made something beautiful out of our life. Thank you, Lord. 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 But here, let's go back here on 17. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Hallelujah. That you may being rooted. Rooted. You talking about the branches. I say, Lord, that's confirmation because he gave me the same word that I have to be rooted. Don't care what come my way. Be rooted when you couldn't even walk. When you had COVID, when people don't even understand you, always saying something, but you got to be rooted. Hallelujah. You know, stand fast of the living Christ that made you free. Hallelujah. You ain't going to move. Hallelujah. You ain't going to move. He made us free. Hallelujah. Oh, how he loved you and me. He was willing to die so we could live. And now I love, how deep is your love? Hallelujah, my. And then it's saying that on 19, and I know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, and that ye might be filled, fill. And Matthew, and it say 5 and 6, hungry and thirst after righteousness, and you shall be filled. You know, we eat natural food, but are you eating a spiritual food so you can be, you know, that, you know, you can say, how deep is your love? Because the deep in your love that you have for Christ, it give you that dominant power. Then I hear you all these extra layers something. You know, sometimes I don't even know how to take that because once upon a time I never got some words and, oh, somebody saying that and, you know, saying that. But, you know, I didn't worry about if they say it or not. I just got to live it. But, you know, you're talking about love is willing to give away. You know, because love is the actual word. Love is willing to be more like Christ. Love, I'm talking about it even the more because it makes us a positive. We got to continue to check ourselves. Check it. Hallelujah. Examine yourself. Do what's right. Hallelujah. Do what's right. Hallelujah. Because it didn't say 20. Now, the now is the focus is on that is him that is able to do exceedingly through prayer, through what you're standing up, your buildings, your money, you know, these prayer war situations that we've been praying and praying for a breakthrough. Change must have to fall because your love language is deep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Eric, talking about deep. Did a thing of deep. You did a thing of deep. Always talking about deep. How deep is your love and deep. And a lot of times we don't even want to talk about love because what somebody did and somebody still doing. But the fact of the matter, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and I think about the cross, you got love at the cross, Apostle. Got love at the cross. Hallelujah. He was willing to die so we can live. His love at the cross when he was willing to die so we can live. And like you say, he's still living in you and me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it's saying that. That it's saying that the divine ability, when we have the doubt, his deep is his love, we have that divine ability. That's a, like ordination, concentration, a divine ability, not in the natural, that's in the supernatural. We can't do this in our own strength. Early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, doing this, after this call, doing something else. You to deal with folks, oh my God, you better have the love of Christ. Deal with people, then you want to say we got to be like Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you know, then you got to back up. Back up through the spirit realm. Back up, you know, because the love, you know, through his, you're saying that the Holy Spirit that will lead us, God, into all truth, that is our backup. Thank you, Lord. Could it let you know we're not doing it on our own strength. We got the strength of the Lord in the name of Jesus. How deep is your love? How deep is it? Yeah, you can go, God, yeah, formula love, arrow love, all this stuff, you know, the greatest love when Jesus was willing. You know, he gave his only begotten son and sent down 15 and 13. No greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. Then you say, for God so loved the world that he gave. You know, that's the best gift that he gave us. You know, that's the best gift that he gave us. Hallelujah. The best gift. You understand? And a lot of people, you know, if the Christian believers are scarcely making it in, what about us? Hallelujah. What about us? What about us? You know, how deep is your love? It makes me, you know, search, you know, I thought about a little testimony, and I think about taking care of the patient. I think about Evangelist Nancy. I always pray for her, and y'all probably caregivers and taking care of people. But all you been humility because I think they were saying Jesus was willing to wash the disciples' feet. And are you willing to wash somebody's feet, Lord, or wash their backside when you come near? They wet up. Hallelujah, Pastor Lord. And they got Mike and Nice on their backside. So you got this. Oh my. Thank you, Lord. And I've listened to the word in the morning in the mind of the Lord. Got prayer warriors backing me up. And I was like, well, Lord, give me strength. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, The Lord took her home. But one day she said, thank you for all you've done for me. So sometimes you really have to die. All that you're doing, the pastor, all that the bishop, your mother, hallelujah, all these prayer warriors, and, you know, sometimes you feel like what to use. But I'm letting you know, when somebody be able to give you and tell you thank you, when they trying to tell them they got dementia, but then in the way they will speak at the right time and say thank you for that. So, you know, I thank God, can you walk in humility? That's when your love language, or your, how deep is your love when you really watch somebody? Hallelujah. You know, when you might help them, or you might take them to the bathroom or get a cup of water, you know, or, you know, they walking with a walker. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That day stirred me up. Hallelujah. And I'm always talking about love. I always talk about love because we got to do a checkup and we got to do a spiritual cleansing. And David 51 is saying, have mercy upon me, O God, create a clean heart, renew a right spirit in us. Got to continue to be washed by the blood of the land. Got to continue to be cleansed. God, you know, he say he'll wash you with hiccups, and you know, you'll be white as snow. For real? Okay. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. And you be full of night. Oh, what did you, but the Lord said, I remember all of that, and I remember all that you done, all that all of y'all did, you know, was going beyond, thank you, Lord, going beyond expectation, going beyond what they don't think that you do. That is a deep love. That is deep. That is deep. That is deep. And helping other people when they be wet, and you got to report them because they ain't doing their job. Lord, I bless your name, and I thank you. How deep is your love? I could go on and saying on and on and on, but it makes me check myself. It makes me go high in the Lord. Well, about the love language, about the love of Christ, about the, you know, now knowing that now that is able to focus on now, that is able to keep you from falling. If you want to be kept, you want to be. You can be kept. Stop making excuses. That's what you want to do. If you don't want to be holy, let's go back to the how deep you love. You're going to be in holiness, righteousness, you know, consecration. You know, that's what the older saints told us about that holiness. I ain't say you got to wear a long dress and long day, but your heart need to be circumcised in the name of Jesus. Anything that's not like Christ, it need to get right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Got to get right. Got to get right. How deep is your love? Hallelujah. 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 So I got some key points. Hallelujah. Love is the key. Number one, love is the key. Joy is the love of singing. Peace is the love of resting. Long-suffering is the love to endure. Kindness is the love touch. Goodness is the love character. Faithfulness is the love habit. Gentleness is the love self-forgetfulness. Self-control is the love, hallelujah. Holiness and the reign, hallelujah. Let me say that again. Love is the key to joy. Joy is the love of singing. You know what, a lot of times I want to know why we sing and worship the Lord, not just on this line, but we are worshiper. You know, when you're going through a washing the dishes, clean up, you just love is the key to joy. And love is singing. Peace is love resting. Long-suffering is the love endurance. Kindness is the love that touch. Hallelujah. Goodness is the love of character. Faithfulness is the love habit. And gentle is the love. Self-forgetfulness, self-control is the love, holiness, and it reigns. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his words. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. How deep is your love? It's amazing how God only has one voice. God only has one voice. I was sitting down in front of the camera this morning asking the Lord what I was going to pray about. I didn't know until a couple seconds before I sat in front of the camera for our 5 o'clock service. And God gave me Ephesians 3:17 about being rooted and grounded in love. And here you come and with the voice of the Lord, taking it deeper, expanding it, because if you're rooted and grounded, you got to go deep. Amen. And we want to thank God for this awesome word, a word definitely worth re-listening and hearing again and again and again and again. Awesome evangelist. The Lord gave me a message and I'm working on. I'm not sure if I'm going to bring it this Sunday or next Sunday. Bobby Caldwell, who just died, and then he was known for his song, What You Won't Do for Love. What you won't do, won't you, what you won't do for love. And that's what you call taking it deep. That determines how deep you are. What you won't do for love. What you won't do for God's love. What you won't do with God's love, as you just broke it out. Amen. So I'm going to piggyback on your word when the Lord released me to bring this word, what we won't do for love. Because if we don't go deep, beloved, we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. Amen. And we just thank God for how he used you to break that down on this morning. Amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Amen. Awesome, 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 awesome. It's just, I'm just amazed. It's just confirmation that we're in the right circle. We with the right people. You know, we all have the right same mindset. You know what I mean? We thinking alike because we thinking like God thinking. Anytime God can speak to two people that haven't had a conversation and give them the same message, that means God is speaking. My God, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Amen. I'm just appreciative this morning. Any announcements, sister? Any announcements? Anything you want to say?
No, no, have no announcement. Pastor, that, you know, really talking about love is very hard to talk about. And a lot of times you want to talk about everything else but love. But no, I have no announcement. You know, I'm just going on with the Holy Ghost and do what I need to do and, you know, taking these messages to heart. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Very well put, evangelist, because we talk about hatred. We talk about gun violence. Who was carjacked? All right? Who was killed? Who was robbed? We talk about all that all day long and seem like you don't get tired. But you bring up a conversation on love, people are ready to change the subject. Amen. They ready to change the subject. If you can find somebody bold enough to talk but bring up a subject, because number one, you ain't bringing up no subject if you ain't walking in it. If you don't desire to walk
in it. Thank you, Lord.
How you going to talk about something you're not even familiar with or disregarding? You know? How are you going to talk about something that's not on your heart? What we find out, evangelist, is when people are talking, the mouth only indicates what's in your heart. The Bible tells that us that out of the issues of the heart, the mouth speaks. See? So the reason people ain't talking about love, because they ain't desiring to walk in it. But it's time for all that to change. Amen. It's time for a change. And we just want to thank God for using you on today. Amen. God bless you again. We appreciate you. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you too, Apostle. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We've been listening to Evangelist Ernestine Jackson, Back to the Basic Ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for her ministry and also her involvement here with the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And if you desire to have her on your platform to share with your audience, your cell group, your Zoom group, amen. If you want a pure, unadulterated word, amen, glory be to God, from a woman who's old school, And I ain't got no problem saying I'm old school, too, because old school had it, because this new school stuff here is a little questionable. This, a lot of this new school stuff is questionable, see? But if you want some old school, I'm talking about taught by the mothers and fathers that didn't play, and that's all in her bloodstream. It's all in her DNA. She can't be nothing different, nothing else, nothing more. That's who she is. Because she was raised by the rigid mothers and fathers in the gospel. And so was I. And I'm telling you, it's paying off. Pure, unadulterated. If that's what you're looking for, if that's what you're seeking, amen. If you want to reach out to our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson, amen, please let us know. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm sure she'll have a conversation with you. Amen. And do what the Lord would have her to do. Amen. We bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Today is Friday. We'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Tonight is our off night. We have the praise party every other Friday night. Amen. Sort of give ourselves a little break, you know what I mean? Balance is key. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You might want to do something else tonight, go to another church service, might want to catch a movie, as long as it's clean. Stay away from that porno stuff. Be careful what's going into your eye gates and your ear gates, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. Amen. In Jesus' name, we're airing three times on Sundays. Whew, thank you, Jesus. The Lord has us at 10 a.m. now, 10 o'clock a.m., 12, and back at 9. Amen. And so we thank God for what he's doing, and there's still some more to be done. Amen. We are wrapping up our Kingdom University, and y'all might say, what's the Kingdom University? Well, that's what the business meeting is going to be about. Amen. Glory be to God. And you're going to say, Pastor, I ain't know you. Pastor, if I knew you was doing all this, I would have been praying for you a little bit more. I would have been supporting the ministry a little bit more if I knew y'all was doing all this. But that's okay, because guess what? Amen. God knows what he's doing. Amen. And God's going to take care of his people. When you take care of God's business, God's going to take care of yours. And can't nobody stop that. Can't nobody stop that. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. If you desire, amen, to sow into the soil of God's word, amen, glory be to God. Going deeper, ha, you got to take that seed deep, evangelist. I tell you, iron sharp as iron. I tell you, my heart is giggling. You got to take that seed deep. If you put that seed on top of the soil, the bird's going to come and eat it. Y'all better read the parable of the sower in the soil. If you just lay that seed on top of the soil, the bird going to come and eat the seed. And it's time for us to stop eating our seeds, too. You're giving Amazon more money than you're giving the Lord. You're giving the lottery department more money than you're giving the Lord. Glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. It's time for us to get it straight, saints. Amen. But if you want to put that soil in deep, because the deeper you go, the higher you go. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Several ways you can sow in this ministry. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, LifeWordJesus, amen. And when you give on our website, that's PayPal to PayPal, amen. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for your generous giving. We ask that you would consider being a monthly partner with this ministry. Why? Because our bills are monthly. Our bills are monthly. Amen. And you know what? God has taken all the fear out. God has taken all the fear out. Amen. He's just given us the green light to go. Amen. He's given us the green light to go. So, amen. We're going in Jesus' name. Why? Because as the evangelist just shared with us, we're going deeper, beloved. How deep are you willing to go? How deep are you willing to go? But you know what, evangelist? We can really do a series on that one. So we've been talking about going deep all this year with Pastor Erica, how she started that up. And we've been seeing like we can't get away from that this year. You know, I mean, I think that we can probably on our meeting this month when we'll be meeting with those of you who I promised that I'll be meeting with once a month, you know who you are. Amen. And we'll be meeting and I'll be sending you out the notices. Amen. I think we can develop a series on that. Amen. Keep your eyes open, beloved. Amen. We're preparing for our Good Friday services. Amen. We have seven fantastic speakers that's going to be coming. Amen. And we're going to be airing it on social media. Amen. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, y'all know, the TV channels, everything. Amen. So keep your eyes open. We'll be giving you some more announcements about that next week. Amen. We're finalizing everything in the next couple of days. All right. So we just want to thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. All right. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A good day. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? When you're sowing to the ministry, amen, if you want to be a blessing to one of our speakers, amen, and y'all hear our speakers, y'all know everybody who comes, and just let us know. Look, we ain't stealing nothing around here, because if you steal, amen, somebody going to steal from you. Glory be to God. Just let us know. Amen. Glory be to God. And I know we used to be a blessing to our speakers. Amen. Sometimes people do. Sometimes people don't. Amen. Glory be to God. But matter of fact, somebody reached out to me a couple of days ago and say, Pastor, this is for you. This is for the church. This is for you. And this is for one of the ministry partners. And I said, thank you very much. Amen. So I have to reach out to that person today and let them know that somebody blessed you. What's your Cash App address? Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Father God, if you do not know Jesus in the pardoning of your sins, if you do not know Jesus in the pardoning of your sins, you can't go deep. You haven't even started yet. You're still on the surface. Amen. Glory be to God. You got to pull out the shovel and start the digging. You got to start using your faith and start the digging. Your faith is the shovel. Glory be to God. Our sister Shannon said about our faith reaching high. Amen. When she came with us the other day, amen, awesome how all of our speakers come and drop pearls. Amen. Pearls of wisdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on. Come on. Stop playing. Your life is at stake. Your destiny is at stake. You got to go deeper. Amen. But before you worry about going deeper, let's just go. Let's take the first step. Let's take the first step. Glory be to God. I know someone that works at a cemetery. See, before they can dig those holes 6 feet deep, and some deeper than that, they got to start, amen, with the shovel, amen, taking the first load off. Before you worrying about going 6 feet, let's go one deep. Let's go a half a deep. So let's just take the first step and give your life to Christ today. Come on, if you're listening, we don't care where you are. We don't care what religion you are, what sex you are. Amen. Your sexual orientation. We don't care what you did. Maybe you're listening from a prison cell. It don't make no difference. Jesus loves you. He loves you just the same. Just as the evangelist said, he loves you. Ain't nothing you can do to get God to change his mind from not loving you. Glory be to God. Huh? What you won't do for love? Well, let me tell you what God won't do for love. He gave us his son. Ha, hello, somebody. And he had nothing more to give, nothing better to give. That's what he did for love. Now, what will you do to respond to that love? Come on. Repeat after me. Father God, I'm a sinner. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me for moving in my own ways. I open my heart. I open my mouth. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me, and I invite Jesus in to be my Lord, to be my God, to be my Savior, to lead me, to guide me, direct me in the way that I should go, and to give me the will to follow you all the balance of the days of my life, that I may walk in that love walk and go deeper and deeper and deeper, as deep calleth unto deep. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we feel the joy bells ringing. Ha! Y'all. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody came in, y'all, didn't they? And more than one. More than one. Welcome to the family of God. Ah, God have mercy. Lord, this is what our spiritual warfare is about. The devil wants us to stop this part of the call. He said, you can bring a little message if you want. You can bring a half a message. Don't do no altar call now. Let me tell you something. A message without an altar call is not a message. Because what's the purpose and what's the point? Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We teach the believers. We preach to the unbelievers. Amen. That's why we teach and we preach. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Let us know. Give us your name. We ain't going to harass you. We ain't going to stalk you. We ain't going to be begging you. We don't do that here. We trust God. Because God don't give it to us, that means we ain't supposed to have it. Hello. Amen. But we want to pray with you. Amen. Be your friend. Amen. Reach out to us. Amen. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Amen. And encourage you. And we'll even send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the souls that just gave their life to Christ. We thank you, Father. We thank you for them. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, Lottie Dottie and everybody, as our sister Gwendolyn would say, we thank you for them, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the word that came forth today, our evangelist. Whew, God is awesome. You've been speaking all morning on the same subject. And you want to know how deep is our love. You already know how deep the love is. You want us to know. You want us to acknowledge it and be aware of it, Father, aware we are. And make sure that we are where we think we are. And be not deceived. And live a life of deceit. Tricking our own selves. Oh, Father God, thank you for the word. Thank you for the word, Father. Thank you for your people, everybody under the sound of my voice, Father God, and their families. Father God, we ask that you will remember them today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you will bless the offerings. Father God, in the name of Jesus, those who, Father God, hallelujah, we always bless the offerings. Those who gave this week, some people gave this week. I didn't get a chance to reach out to them yet. Father God, thank you, 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 thank you for the seed. Bless the seed. Bless the giver of the seed. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, carjackings, fires, gas explosions, voodoo, witchcraft, Father God, slip and fall accidents. If bad news coming from any direction, we cancel it. We tear it down. We stop it at the gate and say, not so. We will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. No weapon formed against us and our families will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment will always be condemned. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the prayer warrior as she comes today to serve, Father God. Bless her efforts. Bless her heart. Father God, you see the struggles, and you also see the other side, Father God, with the manifestations of your blessings. So bless her and anoint her, Father God, to serve. And all those who even call in to touch and agree, Father, they're prayer warriors too. We're all prayer warriors, Father God. And so we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 awesome day today. Amen. Thank you again, Evangelist Jackson. This is the Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifesting is here.
And as you walk, ask God to order your steps that you might walk deeper. Ah, glory be to God, because that's where the treasures of darkness are. Amen. And the deep walk. God bless you. Amen. Love you.